The city of Louisville is making changes for racial equality following the death of Breonna Taylor. Taylor was shot and killed earlier this year when police stormed into her apartment. Her death led to protests across the country as activists led Black Lives Matter rallies. Demonstrators called for racial equality and police reform. The mayor of Louisville has laid out initiatives to make that happen. News Nation correspondent Brian Enten is live in Louisville with what those initiatives are and also what the public is saying about them. Brian.
Marnie, this city has been through so much since Breonna Taylor was killed. We were here for the protests. This entire part of the city was shut down. You had National Guard all over the place. All of the businesses were closed. And now the city is trying to move forward. And as part of that, the mayor has declared racism a public health crisis. It has been a tumultuous year in Louisville, Kentucky, that started when Breonna Taylor was shot and killed by police in her apartment on March 13th. Protests, anger, and a call for change. 9 months later, and things are looking more normal downtown. The international and national media have cleared out. The boarded up windows are gone. But there is still a lot of pain. The wounds have exposed an economic and social divide that led the mayor to sign an executive order this week declaring racism as a public health crisis.
People said, how is racism a public health crisis? Look at the simple fact that the average lifespan for a black person in America is 10 years less than a white person in America. And then ask yourself, how is that just? What goes into that?
The mayor has laid out 7 goals in what he calls his Advancing Racial Equality for Black Louisville strategy. He says the city will reimagine public safety, support children and families, increase black employment, build black wealth, invest in affordable housing, address the health impact of racism, and eliminate barriers to voting. The mayor of Louisville says the initiatives could make the most difference here on the city's west end. This is the part of the city with the most poverty, so we've come here to ask the people in this area whether they think the initiatives could make a difference. At this laundromat off the main drag, we met lifelong west end resident Laura Jackson.
What do you think would make this area better?
In this, you talking about this particular part of town?
Yeah, the West End.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that if we had more resources, the same amount of resources that seems available to the other parts of town, such as like support, where we're not stereotyped a lot down here, because it's already always assumed, you know, that we're from the West End, that we're all like criminals and so forth. I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like we already have so many strikes against us just from based off the color of our skin, where we're from. With a person to look at me and assume that I'm just another person. That, see that?
Those gunshots?
Yep, that's gunshots right there. So, I mean, of course you hear that more down here versus being out there, so.
Is it dangerous out here?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Derek Evans recently got out of prison and is trying to find a job.
If our children die in these streets, what would it be? What would the existence be? It won't be none. Because see, they damn before we do. And it don't make sense. They say Black Lives Matter. Okay, if Black Lives Matter, a lot of the killing is coming from where we're killing ourselves. So if Black Lives Matter, put the damn guns down. Find something better to do. Help each other instead of wanting to fight each other. Get to know each other. They don't want to do it. Because neighborhoods, man, I'm over here in this neighborhood. We repping this block and all that. Man, gang. Rep. Rep your family. Rep yourself. Do something with yourself. F the video games and all that other bullshit. Finish school.
Millie Martin is raising 4 kids in Louisville, and since Breonna Taylor's death has turned into a political activist. She's hopeful the mayor's executive order is the beginning of change, but still skeptical.
This is something that we've never seen before anywhere. We've never heard of them actually making it an African-American thing. That's the biggest thing. It's never been specific to black people. Nothing that's ever happened has just been specific to black people, because they always say, oh, well, we can't just help one race of people. So seeing that and seeing everything that they had in order was just amazing to me. But we're just hoping that the city is able to follow through.
We were on the west end of Louisville last night. A lot of people said, gosh, this looks good on paper, but it'll never get done. What do you say to those people?
You know, underinvested communities are used to hearing promises and not enough results. It's about the actions. It's not about the words.
And some of these initiatives will take a lot of time, years. Other things they're getting done right now, the mayor says they just created a citizen review board, so citizens are able to review complaints about police officers. They are also in the process of hiring a new police chief here and expect to have an announcement on that in the next month. Live in Louisville, Brian Inton, News Nation.